USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One of the nation's largest fuel pipeline operators has temporarily shut down a major pipeline following a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline says they took certain systems offline, temporarily halting all pipeline operations after a ransomware attack began Friday night. Colonial's pipelines supply fuel to much of the U.S.'s East Coast, carrying more than 2.5 million barrels of fuel a day from refineries on the Gulf Coast to states in the East and South. Representative Nancy Mace says federal authorities will work quickly to try to make sure a similar attack doesn't happen again. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that she's worried about the consequences if the frequency of these attacks increase.
That we're totally unprepared for these kinds of instances and that they might continue to increase in the future. I mean, that's the greatest fear, and that's why I believe that you'll see the federal government really trying to work hard and help this the company figure out what did happen. We're going to have a lot of questions that we're going to want answered.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The U.S. and its allies face an increasing set of threats from potential adversaries such as China, Russia, and North Korea. John Clemens reports.
That was the assessment from Admiral Charles Richard, commander of the U.S. Strategic Command, speaking during a Brookings Institution conference call.
Conditions are changing, and we need to rethink how we're going to do deterrence, particularly under crisis conditions.
While not naming peer adversaries like China or Russia, Admiral Richard said this is a first for the nation.
We have never before as a nation had to deter two peer nuclear-capable competitors at the same time.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And at least 30 people are dead and more than 50 wounded after a bomb exploded Saturday near a girls' school in Kabul. Many of the victims are believed to be students at that school. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack, condemning the bombing for targeting civilians. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC says that the average number of COVID vaccines administered per day has fallen below 2 million for the first time since March. That slowdown is happening as close to half of adults in the nation have received at least one dose. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt says the drop-off is not unexpected. He tells CNN that the key will now be in reaching those who are still hesitant to get vaccinated, but that the administration is confident that progress will continue to be made.
But if you think about it, even if we're over 2 million vaccines in a day, you know, that's going to average something like 10% of the adult population every week. So we have plenty of room to go, and I think there are a number of people who would describe themselves as sort of on the fence. And when they say on the fence, they generally mean one of two things. Either they want to see the data, so they want to see what happens when other people are vaccinated, and there's great news because we've vaccinated so many people with such great results. And secondly, they mean, you know, I want it to be a little bit easier because I'm maybe younger and I'm probably not willing to jump through some of the hoops that people early had to jump through. And that's why we have a new text line. If you want to figure out where to get vaccinated, you can just text your zip code to get vax, and you can instantly figure out where there's vaccine near you. So I think we are feeling pretty bullish that we will continue, even if we're continuing at a slower pace.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.